This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. The San Luis Obispo Planning Commission has wrapped up public comment for the time being after hearing from hundreds of people voicing opposition to an oil-by-rail plan. Not everyone has been heard, though, so commissioners must carry those over to the next scheduled meeting later this month. As KCBX reporter Daniel Park explains, opposition to the Phillips 66 plan to increase the number of trains carrying crude oil to a refinery near Nipomo just got a major boost.
Opponents received a key endorsement Friday as the California Coastal Commission sent a letter to the SLO Planning Commission urging members to reject the proposal based on adverse impacts to the environment. If the Planning Commission votes no and the company appeals, the proposal could eventually end up before the Coastal Commission, which has regulatory authority over coastal land use. Supporters say the proposal's economic benefits would outweigh the potential costs. Phillips 66 spokesman Dennis Nuss says California crude production is on the decline.
Additional reliable sources of crude are required to ensure that the refinery can continue to meet those critical energy needs and support jobs in the community.
If approved, Phillips 66 says it will hire 200 people for construction, as well as 12 permanent positions in its refinery. Opponents say jobs aren't worth the project's potential damage, however. Eddie Scherer, the spokesperson for environmental group Forest Ethics, says Phillips 66 has a strong argument because we do need local jobs.
But we're being asked to make a choice between the long-term health and safety of our community and these specific jobs. And that's a choice no American should ever have to make.
Commissioners won't make a decision until after hearing from everyone later this month. Phillips 66 says it will pursue other options should its proposal fail. Daniel Park, KCBX News.